This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin at the Denton Day on Twitter. You can watch us on YouTube. If you have not followed the YouTube channel, be sure to go do that. Subscribe. You see the Kevin Sheehan Show. You see the Craig Hoffman Show. You might even see a little bit of Denton's Office on there throughout the course of the offseason. And always download the free and live Odyssey app. Our conversation right now, when we're going to open up the phone lines at 301-230-0980, who are the top three players on this Commanders roster? There was a list that was published over the weekend that ranked all the roster's top three players, all the top three players for each team in the NFL. And the listing for Washington had Jaden Daniels at number one. That's relatively obvious. Terry McLaurin at number two. I would say that one is also obvious. Maybe if he's not two, he's at least on the list because there's no way he's not one of the top three players. And then number three on this particular list, according to Pro Football Focus, was Bobby Wagner. I do not agree with Bobby Wagner being on that list. I think Bobby Wagner had a great season last year. I think Bobby Wagner is a great player. But my top three would be Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and then I would put Frankie Louvu on there. It's a tough debate between Louvu, Laremy Tunsil, and then maybe Deebo Samuel. But I would lean with Frankie Louvu as the number three player on this roster. What say you? 301-230-0980. Before we get to calls, Max, do you have a top three?
I do. Picking Louvu is a good pick because a lot of times, like when I'll use the Stanley Cup playoff run as an example, there were a lot of Commanders that came out. Like you saw all the quarterbacks there. Luke McCaffrey was there. And then they, for round two, they had a suite.
Yes.
And Connor, like Josh Connerly was there. But there was one guy that made it solo to one of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Louvu.
Yeah.
Chugged that beer. Many people remember. I will never forget. It was, and crowd loved it. So I think Frank Louvu is a great pick there. For my 1-2, easily, obviously, JD5, Terry McLaurin. But my third pick. This is a little bit of a projection for your boy. I think long-term, Mike Sainer still is the three. Long-term. So like over the next the next 5 to 10 years, Mike Sainer still will continue to be a face of this Commander's defense.
I don't think that's a terrible pick at all. I think Mikey Sainer still towards the end of the season was by far the best defensive back on the team.
Easily.
I think the gap between him and whoever you want to call number two was a very, very wide one. Whether you thought that was Marshon Lattimore, although most people I'm sure would not because he was not getting rave reviews from the audience at the end of the season. So whether you thought that was Kwon, Jeremy Chinn,
Kwon's
maybe
another
Noah
guy I might throw in there too.
So my issue with Kwon and not being in this conversation is that I don't feel like he is a big enough playmaker.
For sure.
I think he's very much a trusted guy to have in the back of a defensive secondary, but when it comes to making massive plays throughout the course of the season, I mean, he had that pick six in the Detroit game, caused me to lose some jewelry because I was dapping up fans at Honor Brew. That's full shoot. I like dapped a dude up.
Oh, yeah.
My rings went flying. I asked the management, I was like, have you guys seen rings? And they're like, we have not, bro. I'm sorry. I was like, damn it. But he made that play. But I want to see a little bit more from that from Quan Martin. So I think that's my one issue, whereas it felt like Mikey not only was stepping up to like an A.J. Brown matchup and then kind of Mike Evans in the postseason at the end after Marshon Lattimore said, this is not for me. I thought he did a really good job, though, of being a playmaker. So I actually love the Mikey Sanders still answer. I would put him in my honorable mention section, if you will, of that conversation. But I want your answer. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who are your top three Commanders as we head in to the 2025 season? Let's go to Cam in Northeast. Cam, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope you are, too.
Doing well. So mine's a little bit of a hot take. So obviously, J.D. Files number one. Mm-hmm. I actually think for number two, the conversation between Terry and Luvu is closer than you're making it, because you got to think. Luvu's on the right side of 30. Terry's approaching the wrong side of 30 and plays a much more high-impact position. So I'm actually tossing them up for two. And then for number three, here's my hot take. Assuming no injuries, he worked, you know, stayed healthy this offseason, I'm putting Terry Biotis as number three. If you remember from last year, all of our worst offensive games, the stinkers, and even some of the games we won, like the Atlanta game where it was pretty much an offensive dud until the fourth quarter, those are all the games that Biotis was in there. So, granted, he's older. I get it. But I can't, you know, I don't even feel comfortable putting Tunsil over Biotis because, granted, one of the best left tackles in the league, no question, but it's also on one of the worst offensive lines in the league last year with a quarterback of a similar skill set to what we have, right? So I'm, you know, I'm not jury's out on Tunsil, but I'm like, I'm not, you know, salivating at getting a top five left tackle because he couldn't do it. And granted, I haven't watched film. I can't say whether or not he was the reason for Houston's troubles last year, but he was on, as a group, one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Like, he's not absolved from that. But yeah, that's my hot take. Putting Biotis as number three, and then a toss up between Luvu and Terry for two.
Having Biotis, that's a great call, Cam. I appreciate it. Having Biotis there is not as much of a hot take as I think you think it is. I would not have him at three, but I definitely have him on the list if you're looking at, like, if we were to make a top 10, he's very clearly on the top five, and I think he'd be in conversation if we made a top five for that spot because of the reasons that you mentioned. I mean, that New Orleans game, it was so obvious how much Biotis was missing. They were going up against the number one, or the 32nd, I should say, but the number one bad defense against the run, the worst run defense in the NFL, and they couldn't do anything because they had Michael Dieter in there. And with respect to Michael Dieter, like, thanks for coming in, thanks for jumping in. I wanted Biotis in there as soon as humanly possible. After that game, they just could not get anything going on the ground. It felt like everybody was a little out of position. It felt like there were some free runners at Jaden at certain points of that game. And a lot of that was because of the leadership and the organization that I think Biotis brings. So it is more than just what he does physically on the field. I think there's a mental aspect to that as well. You and I are in the same boat, though, when it comes to Laremy Tunsil. I am very excited about Laremy Tunsil, but I am not blindly excited. He was traded for a reason. He was traded for a reason from a team that has a young quarterback. So that does worry me a little bit. Why was he moved if he is this best left tackle in football? I think there are reasons to look at that and say, not a red flag, but there is at the very least a beige flag going on there. So I was like, I like the addition of Laremy Tunsil because it proves you are going to protect Jaden as much as humanly possible. But I don't know that he is the third best player on this roster, and I don't know if he is just going to automatically come here and be awesome. There is a little bit of pushback, at least from me, on that one. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, Jim. Love the show. Nice to hear your voice again.
Appreciate it.
I agree with you. I don't think there's no way you can say Wagner is top three. I would love if our defense was much improved or even middle of the road. But if we're going to make hay, we're going to make hay with the offense. So for me, it's Jaden, it's Terry, and I think the third is Debo. And not only is I think he going to help the passing game, he's on a contract, he wants some money, he seems to be in shape, but I think the thing that's going to really go maybe unnoticed right now but really be hyper apparent to us all during the season is that Debo is going to improve our running game, not only from running, but as a blocker. He's probably our best blocking wide receiver we have right now. And you know, the best thing we can do to help Jaden in our offense is run the ball more effectively. We had a lull in our offense last year. It was because our running game wasn't what it needed to be. So I think he's top three for that reason. The immediate impact he'll have on our overall offense, but it's specifically the run game.
Jason, I think it's a great call. Debo's impact on the run game is going to be felt very, very early, to the point where I am wondering how many carries he's going to end up taking away from running backs, plural, not just Brian Robinson. I know there's been a lot of conversation. I have added to that conversation about what Brian Robinson's future is going to be like in 2025. I don't know that he's going to be with this team past 2025. He should have been way better last year, and he wasn't. I don't know if that's specifically his fault, if that's an offensive line fault, and that's why they've addressed the offensive line in various different ways this offseason, but the running game was not what it needed to be. I do think that Debo Samuel is going to aid the run game. My only issue with Debo is that I almost don't know where to put him. You know, he's going to play wide receiver. He's going to be involved in the run game. There might be some confusion early on in the season about that being too much. Like, the luxury that he had with Kyle Shanahan's offense is that he knew that thing front, back, and sideways. So learning a new offense, how is he going to transition into that offense is going to be something that, at least right now, is my biggest question mark surrounding Debo Samuel. Now, Cliff showed us last year he's pretty good about this sort of stuff, and I am very much trusting Cliff to transition Debo into the offense very, very smoothly. But I would also like to see him play a little bit more wide receiver early in the season, just to open up that section of the offense and give Brian Robinson, not like an ultimatum last shot kind of a deal, but just give him another opportunity. We're going to fully spread. No one's stacking the box. You got a run threat next to you in the shotgun with Jane Daniels, pistol, whatever formation they end up spending most of their time in 2025 through the first couple weeks of the season, and just see what Brian Robinson is able to do with that. See what Austin Ekeler is able to do with that. And then eventually, if that is not up to par, if that's not up to snuff, if that's not up to what our expectations and the coaching staff's expectations are, then you start to put Debo Samuel into the offense a little bit more frequently. I think his upside for Debo might be the biggest upside of anyone that was added to this roster this offseason. There was times in previous years in San Francisco where, when Debo was hurt, the offense was a shell of itself. His impact on what they were doing, this was early in the days of Brock Purdy, a little bit with Jimmy Garoppolo as well. When they lost Debo and they lost Trent for two games, it's like two games they lost both of them due to like nagging injuries. I think it was a hamstring for Debo, but it might have been a hamstring for Trent too. I don't remember.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
That offense was a shell of itself because they didn't have any other threats. So Debo immediately puts a threat into the heart of the defense when you put a playmaker with him. So I think you're going to see him on the field a lot. I do wonder what he's going to end up doing as it relates to Brian Robinson and getting the bulk of the carries, or at least more than 150. If Debo gets more than 150 carries, there's a 0% chance that Brian Robinson is on the roster next year, and then he's probably at that point been relegated to running back two or three at this point in the season. If he's getting that, if Debo's getting that magnitude of carries. Couple answers in the YouTube chat. If you're not watching us on YouTube, we are available each and every day on YouTube at the team 980. My guy Marcus says it's Luvu, it's Jaden, and it's Terry. Very smart. I said the same thing, Marcus. But I do think those are the three best. I did love Max's Mikey Sanders still. I liked the addition of Biadasz. I thought Biadasz was the unsung hero of last year's team. In fact, when we were doing segments about that at the end of the regular season, I felt like Biadasz was almost the consensus for unsung hero. It was either Biadasz or Zach Ertz, because Zach Ertz kind of came out of nowhere. We thought he was going to be like a 20 catches in it at the tight end spot and just hope that he was going to bring Ben Sinnott up by the wayside with him, and then he ended up being one of the favorite targets for Jaden Daniels. I'm very glad, I will say, that nobody has mentioned Zach Ertz for the third best player. I don't want him to be the third best player. That's one of the reasons why I don't want Bobby Wagner to be the third best player. It has to be younger. It has to be a guy that is a little bit younger. That's just my way of thinking about things. Although someone did say that Terry is, you know, on the wrong side of 30. When did 30 just become this massively old age for positions not named running back? For a running back, I get it, because you're taking, you know, 400 hits during the course of a season. By the time you do that at 30 years old, you've, you know, accumulated, you know, quick math here, upwards of 2,000 hits at the NFL level, not even considering what took place in college. But 30 at wide receiver is not all that old. If you're a good route runner, you can play this game until you're 35, 36, 37 years old. So I don't think that Terry getting it close to 30 makes him old all of a sudden. I still think there's at least four or five really good years in there for Terry McLaurin. Pro Bowl years, certainly. Maybe a couple of all-pro years in there now that, again, he has a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. And I think his production is only going to be a lot easier this year with Debo Samuel and having wide receivers around the offense that are more than what they had on the team last year. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. Chris, you are on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Chris, what's going on?
Then I just wanted to say it's nice to hear you back on the station. And I do catch you when on MGM. Whenever I hear your voice, then I tune in.
Chris, who's your third favorite player on the team? Who's the third best player on the team?
First of all, it's got to be,
You said a lineman came to your mind. You said that's who it was going to be. You got any linemen you like?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Payne or...
Other side of the ball.
Okay. I mean, Chris, I appreciate the call. I hope it's De'Ron Payne. If it's De'Ron Payne, that means something is going really, really well. Awesome.
Another guy that we haven't mentioned on third commanders, and I think a lot of this is because of the injury, but Sam Cosmi is...
Cosmi's a great pick.
Yeah.
Cosmi's a great pick.
Because he was, when you look at like all the long tenured guys, it's him and it's Terry.
Yeah, Cosmi's a great pick. He had a great season last year. The injury came at a terrible time, you know, who you were playing in the NFC Championship game with the way that Philadelphia defense is built up. But on top of that, I think having Cosmi on the roster now, with Brandon Coleman having flexibility to play guard, potentially playing left guard, Tunsil at left tackle, and then Josh Connerly at right tackle with Biadasz at center, that's like a dream. at offensive line.
AP's cooking.
I mean, that's a dream at offensive line. Guys can play the run. Guys can play the pass. You got a couple of all-pro candidates on that offensive line. Like, that's a lot better than it's certainly a lot better than some of the offensive line that we have been forced to sit through over the years. We'll continue this conversation at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who are your top three commanders heading into the 2025 season? We will answer that. Ben Standing going to join us in about 20 minutes here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in on the Team 980.
All right, the Washington Commanders have announced that they are bringing back 10-year vet defensive tackle Carl Davis to add to the roster before OTAs, likely to add depth. The Commanders have also announced their final preseason game is set. They will take on the Baltimore Ravens in Landover at noon on Saturday, August 23rd. Last night, the Hurricanes, they forced Game 5. They win 3-0. Freddie Anderson turns around his recent struggles and earns the shutout. The Thunder go up 3-1 on the Minnesota Timberwolves, 128-126. Shea with 40 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. Jalen Williams finding his stroke, 6 of 9 from 3. He notched 34 points in the win tonight. You got the Pacers, they're taking on the Knicks. They get going at 8 p.m. on TNT. John Halliburton will be in attendance for the first time since his courtside confrontation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Edmonton Oilers look to take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars tonight at 8 on ESPN. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.